Telkom is taking ICASA to court. Oh, all the stuff. We just want that spectrum. We want an auction so we have much more spectrum available to make our signals and our communication and our downloads onto our phones and our streaming TVs and for educational work via digital channels. We want that to be quicker, more efficient, less interruptible. And for that, we need digital migration to proceed, to get finished with, and then we need to have the spectrum auction so that the incumbents can buy some spectrum and new players can buy some spectrum so there's more competition in the market. But a sort of almost a side alley from this is when lockdown started, ICASA said we are going to give temporary additional radio frequency spectrum to the main mobile operators because we expect there to be a significant uptake of data traffic because people are working from home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and announced a couple of weeks ago that it was ICASA that is going to terminate those temporary licenses at the end of November. And Telkom is now going to the courts to try and block that from happening. Jan Vermeulen, technology journalist and editor at My Broadband. When are we going to get finished with this, Jan?
Good afternoon. And you've nailed, I think, the introduction beautifully to just explain the complexity of this. Now, in this particular case, Telkom is not the villain necessarily. I don't know if there is a villain in this story, in this particular tangent of the story. Telkom is fighting to keep access to the spectrum, but ICASA is arguing that this temporary spectrum has caused an imbalance in the market, which it doesn't want to perpetuate until, I guess, March next year, which is when the auction is now scheduled to take place.
Except it won't, because there's the ENCA fight against the set-top decisions.
And so the villain in this story is eMedia. They want to block the digital migration at all costs for at least 16 to 18 months. They want a transition to happen over a year and a half to digital TV, which effectively holds the whole country to ransom.
But at the same time, I'm not sure that we can describe them as the villain, because they are saying that if you do indeed switch off all analog receivers at the end of March, that takes close to 2 million customers away from us, because you've managed to get only a couple of 100,000 set-top boxes into the hands of people who are going to need them once we gravitate from analog to digital. And, you know, what? Now, all of a sudden, over the next 4 months, 5 months, you're going to do six times what you've done in the last 10 years. Forget about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, but I would argue that if you want to see people get out there and get registered and get their set-top box, cut them off. So, like, people, South Africans in particular, and it just cuts across class, income level, creed, religion, like just South Africans in general, are so lackadaisical when it comes to deadlines. This is why we've got backlogs at the vehicle. Well, the vehicle testing center thing is a bit complicated because of COVID, but like clockwork, when there's a deadline for something, whether it's gun licenses or vehicle licenses or something, South Africans wait until the last possible minute, the systems overload, and then some extension needs to happen because of that. And so that's what's happening here, is people are putting it off and putting it off, getting their set-top boxes, or households, because it's not just individuals, this is a per-household thing. And so the way to do it is to cut them off. And then you'll see people queuing very quickly to get their set-top boxes. The thing is that the whole country cannot be held hostage to a technology that is on its last legs. The future is in the internet,
yeah, okay,
and that sort of thing.
Sorry, Jan, if we may, because I've got an eye on the clock, back to the Telkom court action against ICASA saying you can't stop the temporary use of this. Does ICASA have a sound, practical reason for not extending the temporary use of this extra spectrum until closer to the auction?
Not to my mind, no. Because there are set deadlines here, right? So the government has said March 2022, and the fact is that the state of disaster is still ongoing, with experts predicting a fourth wave in December. It just doesn't follow logically for the temporary spectrum to be taken away wholesale. There's perhaps an argument to be made to revisit it, to go, listen, this is now creating an uncompetitive environment and we need to rejig this just until we can do the permanent assignments so that your competitors are not disadvantaged, you know, speaking to Vodacom, MTN and Telkom. And so, you know, we might need to revisit how this has been doled out. There might be an argument for that, but to take it away wholesale is truly a dangerous thing to do. Chatting to the networks, the traffic remains high across all of the networks, and if you just take the spectrum away, it could cause just huge disruptions and congestion on the networks at a time where we really can't afford it.
Thank you very, very much, Jan Vermeulen, technology journalist and editor at My Broadband.